So I keep thinking about this, and it's like, well, forgiveness is this really big deal, but it doesn't seem to be the solution, at least in this life. And so this week, going through this book 18 times, I came to the most obvious conclusion I'd never written down. What does forgiveness do? It really does one thing. It gives you access to God. And I thought, So forgiveness isn't about solving all the problems. Now the children are no longer estranged. Now I've got all that. It gives me access to God. And then God says in Exodus chapter 34, where it first appears, and in Numbers chapter 14, the next time it appears, and everywhere else, even in Jonah, he was like, when he's mad at God, it's like, yeah, you're the God that's worst wonder. I knew you were going to do this. But it's like, oh, it's the old joke in Monty Python, all the money in the world and the camper. I'd just like to see that camper. But forgiveness, all built around blood sacrifice, unbelievably expensive, is simply this. God says, what I do is I give you me. I don't give you a panacea of everything being resolved. I give you me. And with me, several things happen. Some of the consequence of your sin, right, comes off the table. And you now have a choice as you move forward with me. And one other thing, you now know the truth. You're not blind to your sin. At least in this one moment, you see how sin blocks you from me.
Yeah.
And I thought, pretty good camper. So forgiveness doesn't solve all my problems. It just gives me access to the one person who overwhelms all my problems ultimately. And he walks with me through it. I kept thinking, it would be so much better if when I was forgiven, I just move into a state of sinlessness. You're on the throne of my life from that point on, and we're good. And I had that recurring thought one time, and God says, you know what would happen if that were true? I'm going to guess life would be perfect. He goes, oh no, you just wouldn't need me. And the thing that you need most of all is to know you need me. I keep thinking, why am I so slow? I wrote a 300-page book with 300 footnotes, and I have not seen this. And I think God just smiles and goes, it's a long journey. And just keep walking with me through it. And like most of you, I look in the mirror and I think, who in the world are you? I am not that old. The mirror is clearly lying to me. And who I see? I'm pretty sure I'm still about 18 to 20 until my knee starts bugging me. Such an amazing thing. 13 attributes of God. It's where the Jewish people constantly go back to. And that's had one other thought, and then I'll stop. I was listening to our pastor during COVID, and he was looking at Matthew 25, and he was looking at the parables, the five wise and the five foolish virgins and the talents, the guy that buried the ground. And he's making all these points, and I'm sitting there listening, and I thought, really what's going on here is that their view of God, the foolish virgins, think God is kind of lackadaisical, and the fact that they don't have their wine, they're going to be late to the wedding party, it's no big deal. He'll go ahead and let them in and all that. That's not God. God does not overlook sin. He does not cleanse the guilty. He visits the iniquity of the fathers on the children, the children's children to the third and fourth generations. Like, but then you just stumble a few verses further on and you got this guy with one talent burying it in the ground and getting into all sorts of problems with God. Because he's so scared of God, he thinks he can't do anything. He doesn't realize that God is gracious and merciful and full of long suffering and hesed love. It's like, well, that's the point, isn't it? I keep focusing on the mechanisms and keep missing the object. What is forgiveness? Well, there's no right answer to a wrong question. And I've spent 3 years trying to answer the wrong question. The question was never, what is forgiveness? Who is forgiveness? Mm-hmm. And that's such a much better answer. It's living in relationship with God. Remember James says, if you draw near to God, God will draw near to you. What a promise. And so what I'm slowly learning is that forgiveness doesn't cure everything. It opens the door to your relationship with God. And then you have the choice of walking with God through all those other things into something absolutely amazing. You already knew that, didn't you?
No.
Sometimes it's not a question of what you know. It's what you're willing to actually write down and remember. The Jewish people, for all their mistakes and spiritual blindness, got this one thing. It's the definitive statement of who God is in the Old Testament. This gracious, merciful God. Mercy opens the door to pardon. And as I was looking at this, thinking about you guys, I thought, oh, I sure would like to be done with this book. The book will never be done with me. And then I realized something else about the book. And I thought, oh, Daddy, I don't want to add all of that to this book. But I realized that those attributes, if you took those attributes and you looked at 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, it's amazing how those intersect. And I thought, oh, let's save that for another book. So Daddy, I thank you that we get to fellowship with the old dogs. I thank you for the young pups and the young barkers, but I thank you too, Father, for a group of men that have seasoning, that have walked with you, that are their hearts are open to the deeper things of you that are so simple they pass by unnoticed and uncelebrated. That the great thing about forgiveness is it tells us who you are. It gives us an invitation to walk through a fallen world and our fallen lives with you. And that if we do that, we end up where we're supposed to be and we become who you always intended for us to be. And we get to be your friends.
Yeah.
In fact, you say that's true already. How we love you, Father. And we want to remind you more and more of your Son. So I pray for us that you'll dig deep into us and help us understand what forgiveness does and what it doesn't do. And that it is the essential step in the journey taken with you. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.